الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أكثروا ذكر هاتم اللذات، يعني الموت، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي. My dear respected brothers and friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As I look into the audience, I can see some people in their 20s, some in their 30s, some in their 40s, some a little older, some younger. So we've spent so many years in this world, 10, 20, 30 years. But in these years, have you ever pondered over the reality of this world? This world that we have lived in for all these years, what is the reality of it? Well, Allah Ta'ala Himself in the Quran tells us about the reality of this world. In Surah Al-Hadith, Allah Ta'ala mentions, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Allah Ta'ala mentions, اِعْلَمُوا, that know, أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ, that this worldly life is nothing but sport and play, wazina and adornment, وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ, and boasting among yourselves, وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ, and a rivalry in children and wealth. The Mufassirin have written the reasons why Allah Ta'ala has mentioned these, has summoned the worldly life into these worlds. They say that there are three stages to a person's life. For the first stage, Allah Ta'ala mentions, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْ, that know that this worldly life is but sport and play. This section of the ayah refers to the early part of a person's life, in his childhood, his youth, when he is into his games, his sport. So Allah mentions, لَعِبُ وَلَا, sport and play. The next stage of his life, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَزِينَ, that now as the child grows up, he will leave his sport, his play. Before, where he was so much into his games, he didn't care what he wore, what he looked like, how his hair was. But now as he grows up, he wants to look attractive, he'll start adorning himself, beautifying himself, just to impress people. So that's the next stage of his life. After that, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ, that as he grows older now, even looks will not be that important to him anymore. The next stage, تَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ, boasting among yourselves. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu in his tafsir here mentions, boasting fil hasabi wal nasab, that in the way you are judged amongst people and in your nasab, in your lineage. People now, they want to have a high family name. They don't want to be looked down upon. As they grow older, they want everyone to look up to them. The next stage, Allah mentions, وَتَكَاثُنُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ, that's a rivalry in having excessive children, or wealth and children. That now, you know, the games have gone, the adornment has gone. Now he wants to have more money than anyone else, more children, he wants more houses, more cars, he wants to look for everyone, you know, he wants to be at the front of the competition, be in front of everyone, have more than everyone. Allah Ta'ala further mentions an example of the worldly life. He says, كَمَّثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ, that this worldly life is like that rain which produces vegetation, and this vegetation, it amazes the farmers. It is green, it is lush. The farmers are amazed just by looking at it. ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا, then the same vegetation, it will wither and will turn pale and yellow. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا, and then it will become dry, broken pieces. What Allah Ta'ala is saying, that in the same way, this worldly life, at the beginning, it will look so attractive. It looks so good. It's just like the vegetation, everyone wants to look at it, it's all green and lush. In the same way, this worldly life, Everyone wants to look at it, wants to enjoy it. It's so attractive. But as the vegetation, it will turn pale, it'll wither, it'll dry up, and then it'll become pieces. In the same way, one day, this worldly life, it'll finish, it'll be the attractiveness will go away. So if the reality of this world is just a bit of attraction, and then there is no reality to it, then why is it that today, unfortunately, many of us are so much into this worldly life as though we are going to live for eternity? Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith recorded by Imam Tirmidhi in his Sunan, narrated by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud narrates, حتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى مربعة, that Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once drew a square or a rectangular shape. Many of you must have heard of this hadith, it's written in many books. He drew a square shape. Then, in the middle of the square, he drew a line which extended beyond the square. Now, he drew some more lines as well, but I just want to mention about the square and the line coming out. Then, Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam further goes on to mention why he drew what the square represents. He says, هَذَا الْإِنسَانُ وَهَذَا أَجَلُهُ مُحِيطٌ بِهِ, that this square represents a human's life, and the square, the line around it, is his death. مُحِيطٌ بِهِ, he's encompassed by it. Whatever happens, death is going to come. He's not going to miss it. As in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاءَ, that when the time of death comes, they won't be able to delay it for one moment. So in the same way, the human, his death has encompassed him. And in the line going through the middle of the square, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, هَذَا أَمَلُهُ, that this is his hopes, his desires, his plans for the future. That the square is here, but his plans have gone beyond. The line extends beyond the square. Unfortunately, many of us are like this. We're planning 2-3 years ahead, some 10 years ahead. Like many, when you come in school, when you're in your final year, the career advisor will come and he'll start planning with you for your future. So first he'll say what you want to do, so the student will say, I want to do this, this. The career advisor will tell him, you'll have to do this many years in college, this many years in university, this many years in work experience, and then you'll start with this basic pay, then you'll go up as you go up. So he's planned for the next 10 years. So how does he know where his square ends and where his line carries on after that? Today, that is our situation, that we have forgotten death. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrated from Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recorded by Imam Tirmidhi in Sunan, narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَاجِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ, that excessively remember the destroyer of all pleasures. He never just said remember, but he said excessively remember the destroyer of pleasures. And what is the destroyer of pleasures? يَعْنِ الْمَوْتِ, meaning death. Today we forget our death. We live in this world as though we're going to live here for eternity. We're planning ahead. But have we planned for our death? Have we planned for the hereafter? Have we planned for the grave? Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrated by Uthman radiallahu anhu that whenever he used to go to a grave, past a grave, he'd cry so much. He cried excessively. So someone asked him one day that, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, when Jannah and Jahannam are remembered, you do not cry like this. But when you pass by a grave, you start crying. What is the reason? So Uthman radiallahu anhu said, سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول القبر أول منزل من منازل الآخرة فإن نجا منه فما بعده أيسر منه وإن لم ينج منه فما بعده أشد منه أو كما قال, that the grave is the first destination from the destinations of the hereafter. If someone was to pass through the grave state, the stage of the grave easily, then all the destinations after that will be much easier. But if he did not pass through this stage, then all the stages after that are much harder than this. So this is a Sahabi who was Uthman radiallahu anhu. He's from the people given the good tidings of Jannah in this world. Imagine Uthman radiallahu anhu, the third Khalif, but when he used to pass by a grave, he used to start crying. But today, our state is we've forgotten this death. We should try to remember this as much as we can. I don't want to go on for too much longer. Just want to mention, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُنْتُ نَحَيْتُكُمْ أَنْ زِيَادَةِ الْكُبُورِ فَزُورُوهَا فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُ الْآخِرَةِ. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, before I used to stop you from visiting graves in the beginning of Islam, the Sahabas, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped them from going to graveyards, to visiting graveyards. But then Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed the order and he said, فَزُورُوهَا, visit the graves, فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُ الْآخِرَةِ, because it will remind you of the grave. But our state is today, we don't want to go to the graveyard. On each day we'll go after that, because it's going to remind us of our death, we don't want to go. How many people will frequently go to the graveyard? Very less. We tend to forget about our death, the same death that we're never going to escape. Everyone knows, no doctor or scientist has ever proved that there's a way of avoiding death. It's a proven fact, everyone's going to die. But today we seem to forget this fact. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran ayah I mentioned earlier, Allah Ta'ala says, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ, that wherever you are, death will overcome you. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ, even though you are in lofty towers. Now why has Allah Ta'ala mentioned lofty towers here? Because in those days, in the time of the Sahaba, it was a common practice that when you were to defend yourself from the enemy, people would retreat into a castle or fortress, lofty towers, as in the time of Khaybar, when the Muslims went into Khaybar to take over Khaybar, the Jews, they retreated into their castle to defend themselves. So in those days, it was a common practice to defend yourself from something, you'd go into a big building, a castle. But Allah Ta'ala says, no, even that won't help you. When death comes, no matter where you are, death will overtake you. So that's all I would like to say, my brothers, that we have to excessively, like Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَاتِ, excessively remember the destroyer of pleasures. Once we start remembering this, everything else will become easier. As we keep the Akhirah in mind, it'll be easier to refrain from sin. It'll be easier to do your good deeds. May Allah give me and you the tawfiq to remember our death. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.